front-end developer for the first time in my career.
User experience design.
I'm a back-end developer. I mainly work with Drupal.
Welcome to another episode of Behind the Screens, where we go beyond the code and into the community. I'm your host, Chris Albrecht. Let's dive in. Behind the Screens is made possible by Lullabot. Lullabot is a strategy, design, and development company where we turn great content into captivating user experiences. Find us on Twitter at Lullabot or in your browser at lullabot.com. We'd love to meet you. On this episode, we're going behind the screens with Lullabot's senior HR generalist, Esther Lee. Hi, Esther.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on the podcast. So you recently earned this new title, senior HR generalist. So I want to hear about that. And I also want to know a little bit more about you. So please introduce yourself to everybody.
Sure, you bet. Let's see. I've worked for Lullabot for 7 years officially on September 1st. Just had my anniversary. Before that, I did a little bit of contract work with Lullabot, just helping out with some conferences. So I've been here a little bit longer than 7 years and am just still loving it. I am originally from Ames, Iowa. Midwest is best, I like to say. But I've been living outside of Las Vegas for the past 12 years, and I have to say that the desert has grown on me. And about the job title, yeah, this is a very timely podcast. I just got a new job title last week. Before I got senior HR generalist, I was HR coordinator, which was, interestingly, the title that I've held since I joined Lullabot as an employee 7 years ago. So I am really excited about my title change. It took a lot of, I was going to say pushing, but that might be the wrong word. Thinking around which title would be best for me after being here for so long and with my responsibilities. So this was the title I really wanted. I think it reflects the time that I've been at Lullabot and all the experience that I've gained. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, I think it's very well deserved. As far as I'm concerned, the admin team are sort of the unsung heroes. And I would expect you see this in a lot of companies where if nobody's complaining about expenses or HR or benefits or anything like that, then that means you're doing a great job.
I like to think so, too. Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you. It's really what we're able to do with this company is pretty amazing. And if it wasn't for this team behind the scenes that's keeping it all together and doing the logistics and the organizing and the bookkeeping and all of that. That allow us to do those sorts of things.
We've learned a lot, that's for sure, over the years.
I bet, yeah. Being the senior HR generalist for a completely distributed company like Lullabot, working in this technology community, what are some of the things that you've learned over the years? Just and also talk a little bit about what exactly you do as a senior HR generalist.
Sure. Well, that's a great question because one of the first tasks that I have in my new title is to figure out, you know, what my actual job description is after being here for so long. So I'm going to pull up that document that I've started, if that's okay,
sure,
and talk a little bit about that. My job entails a wide variety of things. And like you mentioned, a lot of it is kind of behind the scenes. I started a job duties list in this new title. So some of the things that are on that are working on the handbook. That's a regular thing that the admin team does each week, updating the handbook and adding any new processes or policies there. I'm the one that gets to work with the hiring and the recruiting, which entails the job postings and talking to candidates and the hiring and things like that. On the flip side, also any terminations or people who want to leave Lullabot, I'm the one that gets to make that transition smooth for them and help them in any way. Also, I've learned so much in my time here about visas because Lullabot is a wholly distributed company and we have people in, I think, 5 different countries right now. I've learned, I always say, more than I ever knew, I didn't want to know about immigration policy and visas just to get our people from other countries, our employees over here to be able to work in the U.S. That stuff is really fascinating. I also get to work with employees on their annual reviews. And actually, that is something that's kind of tricky to do at Lullabot with so many different employees and time zones and calendars and preferences in that way. Just scheduling those is a task. So I'll be the one that schedules those and takes notes and things like that. Chris Conrady is also on the HR team. She's an HR coordinator, and she helps a lot with those, which I really appreciate. I work in benefits. Our pension plans, 401k here in the United States, or the RRSP in Canada. And also, I'm just generally a contact both for employees and for Lullabot, the company. My favorite part about working in human resources is being a resource for humans. And I think that's such an important part of the job, is to remember that these are people that you're working with, and any way that I can be supportive is really what I love most about this job.
Yeah, you get to be on the front line of the hiring process. I think when I was hired, you were the first person I talked to. Mm-hmm. And when we do put a rec out there for a job opening, we do get, hundreds of applications.
Yeah.
And so to be the person who sits there and receives all of those, and you're obviously working with a few other people to sift through them and figure out,
yes,
which pile they go into. But you are very much the first voice that a lot of people will hear if they get that call back to talk to someone at Lullabot. So what is your impression, or what have you learned from the people that you've talked to who are looking for jobs at Lullabot? What do you see in the community by the people that you talk to? And that could be through, I guess, the interview process, or also you attend numerous DrupalCons as well, normally the North American ones, and you talk to people there. So what's your impression of the community based on that?
This community is amazing. I wish I could hire everyone. There's so many wonderful people in the community, and that really comes across in the communication, whether people are interested in a job at Lullabot. I've had people reach out who are maybe throwing their own Drupal camp in their community, and they just would love to pass out some Lullabot stickers, and I would love to send you some. I love it when people reach out for that reason. And then it's so neat, after making these connections through email or on the phone, to go to a DrupalCon and actually meet these people and still have that connection. I mean, there's people that I've been talking to in the community for just years, and at this point, we're just friends now. And I really accredit that to the community feeling. There's just so many people striving to do good and work well together. And it's great to meet them in one way or another and keep those connections going. There's been so many times where I've been at a DrupalCon party that Lullabot's throwing, and, people walk up or I recognize someone, and it's just a thrill to be able to meet them in person. And I don't know, the community is just great, super supportive. And a lot of those people didn't get the job at Lullabot, and they're still good people, and they still want to connect and be friends. And I really appreciate that personally. It's a hard job to have to, vet 130 applicants for a position that we only need one person for. And I think people understand that in the community, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I imagine that's not a very easy thing to do, to have to tell 129 people, thanks, you're awesome, but.
Yeah, it sucks.
I really like the way that you phrased it, that you are a resource for humans. You're putting the human side of the technology company, or I guess a face to that human side of the technology company. And being here for 7 years now and learning all these things about how to interact with people, you've put a few articles out on lullabot.com talking about, I guess, lullabot.com articles are generally known as technical articles. A lot of people come to the website to find things about JavaScript or how to do something in Drupal now. And we've expanded that scope to project management, and you've done some now about human resource management as well, and some of the things that you've learned. Given some of those things that you've talked about in your articles, if you could give a piece of advice to somebody who wants to apply to Lullabot, what's a common mistake that you see people make in that interview process?
I think one mistake that I see in a distributed company, communication is extremely important. And that can come in a couple different forms, you know, email, on the phone, through a hangout, and or even Skype. Sometimes I still use Skype, especially when I'm talking to somebody internationally. And especially in written communication, I feel like it's really important to proofread and maybe edit a few times before you send it, especially if we've never talked on the phone or had any face-to-face interaction, because we look for really good communicators in this company. It's imperative that you're a good communicator when you're working in such large, through such large distances. So I think that one thing that I would suggest is that you are clear in your communication. Communication is a really big deal for us. So take the time to be thorough and to make sure that your purpose is clear when you're sending communication in the hiring process.
We work with a lot of other companies in our field. They're technically competitors, but we have really good relationships with a lot of them too. And so you've sort of coined a phrase, friend peditors. And I know that you have some regular sync ups with members of these other companies just to pick each other's brains so we can help each other figure out a lot of these tricky tasks that come along with being distributed companies and such. So if you had a piece of advice for somebody who's maybe venturing into the realm of allowing some of their employees to become distributed or work remotely, what's a piece of advice you would give to somebody in that situation?
Sure. Actually, I think friend peditor, I think Seth Brown, our COO, might have coined that phrase, but I really like it. And I do have regular sync ups with some friend peditor companies, which has been so helpful for Lullabot. And I hope that, you know, we've helped them as well as they think about making some of their team distributed. And the piece of advice that I would give them is kind of my favorite thing about working at Lullabot, which is we're treated like adults. Treat your people like adults and hire people who are okay with that, who can work with that, who don't need to be micromanaged. Working distributed looks different for every employee. And one thing I love about Lullabot is they really enable us to find the schedule that works for us. Of course, we're expected to be on phone calls and whatnot, but you can work in the morning, take a break in the afternoon if you need to, maybe when your kids get home from school, and then pick it back up later, as long as you are making any phone calls that you need to be on or any deadlines that you're expected to make. The rest is up to you. So I encourage companies who are thinking about, you know, maybe having a few distributed workers to be flexible with them. And it takes some time to figure out how working distributed works for you and how having distributed workers works for the company. So as long as you communicate about it and treat people like adults, then it should work out well.
I completely agree. It's very nice to have that flexibility to, you know, run errands in the middle of the day so you don't have to go through rush hour. And so, Esther, I really like that you are the human part of Lullabot, I would say, the human resources, the resource for humans. So let's get to know a little bit more about you.
Okay.
So this is one of my favorite questions, and I've been asking it on just about every episode, I think. If you woke up tomorrow and the internet was gone, what would you do?
I would take a nap. I would read a book. I mean, I would go on a long horseback ride. I would play with my kids all day. I would do all the relaxing things without that looming presence hanging over me.
And then when it came time to pay the bills.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to move to Colorado and be a farmer with Matt Cleave, I think.
Nice. All right, I'll make sure Matt saves a spot on his farm for you. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I often say that I want to be just like Karen Stevenson, our director of technology. And I say that because she has had so many different career paths and learned so much along the way that I want to be like that. I want to have experienced different things. And now here she is sharing her knowledge for whoever is interested. And I really admire that in her. So when I was little, I wanted to be a vet. And I actually applied and was accepted to vet tech school about 14 years ago. And then I found out I was expecting. And so that was great. And then after my daughter was born, I applied and was accepted to vet school. And then I found out I was expecting my son. So I decided that that probably wasn't meant to be. So I still think it would be really cool to be a vet. But instead of treating animals, I just have a small farm here and love on them instead.
So you have a small farm there in Las Vegas, Nevada?
We live about an hour north of Las Vegas and kind of a rural, no, not kind of, it's rural. We don't have a stoplight, but we do have a grocery store and things like that. So yes, my husband and I and my three kids, we have about a half acre of land. We've had horses, chickens, dogs, cats, ducks, etc. And we love being close enough to Vegas that we can go see a show if we want to or take friends around, but far enough away that we can have all these animals and room for our kids to ride our four-wheeler and play as well.
So finally, is there somebody that helped you along the way in your career that you would like to say thank you to or share some gratitude with?
Well, gosh, I just feel like there's so many. My sister, Liza Kindred, who was business director here at Lullabot for a number of years, but she no longer is. She it has been just a great resource to go to in the past here at Lullabot. Actually, that's a funny story. So when Lullabot was growing, they got to the point where they were like, hey, maybe we should hire someone for human resources. And my sister Liza worked here at the time, and she did not think of me, even though I was working in human resources. And Nate Lampton turned to her and he said, wait, doesn't your sister work in human resources? And she said, oh yeah. So they brought me on as a contractor. And so I often laugh and say Nate's the reason why I have this job. So thank you, Nate, to Nate. My direct supervisor, Tim McDorman, who's been here for 10 years, has always just been such a huge support to the admin team and the HR team. He is one of the kindest people I know and super supportive, our biggest champion. And so, I mean, I do thank him. I hope he knows, you know, how great he's been really supporting us in all of our HR endeavors, even when it's something like, hey, let's completely revamp healthcare. He's like, let's do it. So I would definitely say thank you to Tim. And then also my dad is the assistant city manager of the town I grew up in Ames, Iowa. And he has been working for the city in public administration for over 30 years. And I often call him and just ask him, hey, how do you do this? You know, for my own benefit here at Lullabot. So he would definitely be a good mentor, someone I would definitely say thank you to.
If somebody had a question for you and wanted to reach out, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
I would love that. Email me directly at Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R, at lullabot.com. Or if you'd like to reach the human resources team, which is Chris Conradi and I, you can just email hr@lullabot.com. And we would love to hear from you.
Well, thank you very much, Esther. And I'll see you at the next retreat.
I can't wait.
you're looking to level up your Drupal chops, check out Drupalize Me. Drupalize Me lets you learn Drupal whenever and wherever you need to, with written and video tutorials that cover the full range of Drupal topics. Whether you're just jumping into Drupal or you're a seasoned developer, we are here to help. Check us out at drupalize.me. Thanks for listening to this episode of Behind the Screens. If you have any ideas for future segments or topics or any comments, reach out on Twitter at VoicesBTS or shoot me an email at chris@lullabot.com. Don't forget to pop onto iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Until next time.